Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Axle Me Training Podcast Series. We're glad you're with us tonight. This is going to be a great, great call. I know you're really going to enjoy hearing our featured guest speaker. He's been with us a few times in the past, but certainly we're excited to have him come back and join us on this very special podcast. Jeff Gamagami is joining us from New Zealand. He's a team elite executive, also known as a presidential director, and he's the founder of Freedom 500, a large and highly successful group of entrepreneurs who've come from all over the world and all walks of life. Jeff also is an author, a wealth mentor, an influential speaker, and an investor, and he's married to the beautiful Donna, and they live in Auckland, New Zealand. Now, Jeff is recognized as one of the most successful leaders in the Nu Skin business. He's an energetic trainer who brings his experience, his wit, and his wisdom to every training and opportunity setting, and this call is no exception. You know, John Sexsmith frequently said, "No one is coming to your rescue." Now, similarly, for the podcast tonight, the theme is push yourself because no one else is going to do it for you. And I can't think of a better guest to work with on that topic than our featured guest speaker today. These are very bright times for those of us who are willing to work and push ourselves, and that's exactly why we asked Jeff Gamagami to be our featured guest speaker on this Axle Me Training podcast, to inspire us and to train us as to how and why to push ourselves now more than ever before. So welcome, Presidential Director Jeff Gamagami.
Hey, Dan. I really appreciate that introduction. As I was thinking about it, I thought, God, this would be a really interesting call. And I thought, gosh, I wonder, hope I'm going to live up to it.
You will indeed. You will indeed, my friend. I know that you will because you always have in the past, and we're so excited to have you on board. You know, Jeff, the business is growing really fast today. It's very, very fast-paced growth we're seeing, and that's so exciting. And as a consequence, many of the members of our audience, they don't know much about you because they've not heard you in the past, other than what they have just heard from the brief intro I just gave a moment ago. So maybe you can share a little bit about your background and how you got started in the business.
Yeah, Dan, listen, I've been with Nu Skin for 26, almost 27 years. I started when I was six. I grew up in the U.S. I've been living in New Zealand for 36 years, and I didn't start life out on an easy track. So I came to New Zealand. I came from a wealthy family. My dad was a doctor, earning a mid six-figure income back in the 80s. I kind of rebelled. I came to New Zealand and I dropped out of school. I got a job washing dishes in a restaurant, and so. If there was an easy, and I often tell the story, if there's an easy track to follow and a goat track, I took the goat track. I took the hard road. And it wasn't really until about 6 years after, working for Pepsi. Pepsi owns Pizza Hut, KFC, Starbucks, and, Frito-Lay, et cetera. I was washing dishes in a Pizza Hut. I got into the management system. I ended up running. I worked hard. And so I've always been a hard worker. A bit dyslexic, not quite the sharpest pencil, the pencil case, but I was a hard worker, and I climbed up that sort of little ladder in their management system. And then when I left them back in 1989, I was running five restaurants. We had about about $10 million turnover and about 300 staff I was looking after. I was about 25 years old, and I was really, I loved my job, and then one day something happened that changed my entire life, and I'd saved Pepsi $3 million with a cost-saving idea, and I got a $500 bonus. And I often tell the story that was the day I realized that I was like the oven. I was a tool to make that company money. They didn't really care about me. They didn't care about my future, my kids, my prosperity, and that put me in transition. I dropped out of school. I quit the company. The following day, I fired my boss. And I started a small catering business. That was a huge failure. We ended up $70,000 in debt, money I didn't have. So I found myself in a really interesting situation in my life. We had three kids under five. We were in debt. The kids were living on mattresses on the floor and banana boxes for their clothes. It was not a great situation. And by accident, we stumbled across this company, NSE, and And I was a hostel takeover. My previous wife was a nurse. We were living back in the States for a short time in Clearwater, Florida. And my wife, one of the nurses, actually a Filipino nurse from the hospital she was working, and she introduced her to the product. She squirted some hand lotion in her hand one day. Nurses wash their hands 20 times a day. And that started a chain reaction of events that changed our life. From my wife went to invited to go and look at the product. She bought a couple of things. Her friend recommended some product for my skin. I had a bad acne problem on my skin that had never been fixed by anything else I'd ever tried. And it cleared my skin up. And then one day, Lucy invited my wife to a presentation to come and hear about the business, quote-unquote, the business. And we were not salesy type people. My wife was absolutely not into, selling or anything like that. And so she kind of politely said, yes, she'll come, and didn't go. The next week said she'd come and wouldn't go. The next week made another excuse why she couldn't go, and she said she'd go, but she didn't go. And so seven times she declined or didn't show, and her friend Lucy, very persistent Lucy, one day turned up at our apartment in Clearwater, Florida, and picked my wife up and took her to the presentation. And that event changed our life. My wife came home at like 10 o'clock at night. She was jumping around the living room like, we're going to be rich, 5%, 6 levels, and all this stuff, and I didn't know what's going on. And she had a box under her arm. I said to her, what's in the box? And she started pulling out. I remember this is 26 years ago. We didn't have any of the products that we have today. She started putting out shampoo A and shampoo B and this powdered white stuff that, it's for facelift. And I said, take it back. We don't have any money. We're broke. We don't use these products. Take it back. And she, I'll tell you what, she stood her ground. And I'm so grateful she did. So many women, don't. And if you listen to this and you're feeling not empowered, stand your ground, because my wife stood her ground and said, I'm doing this. We had a disagreement. I slept on the couch for about 3 nights. She was adamant she was going to do this. And I knew the product was good because I had a great result with the product. I just didn't like selling, or I didn't like the business model. And to be fair, I didn't know anything about the business model. I didn't know about direct marketing, how it was done, well or not well. And so at the end, to cut a long story short, she dragged me along to a presentation. She kind of tricked me. She said to me, come along. I said, no. She said, you're open-minded, aren't you? I remember thinking to myself, what can I say to that? If I don't go, I'm saying I'm not open-minded. So I went. And I literally went because I was going to gather enough information to tell her why this was not going to work. Something happened, and I'll stop after this, but something happened that changed my entire life, Dan. I went in this room, it was half full of men. I'm thinking new skin, creams, potion, lotion, chick business. Remember, I'm 25 years old, and I sat beside this old guy. He was 50. Of course, Dan, 50 today is prime, as you know.
Indeed.
But back then, it's an old guy. Anyway, I said to him, did your wife drag you here as well? And he said, no, I'm doing this full time. And I literally thought to myself, literally, what a loser. This guy's 50 years old, selling skin cream, must be desperate. But what he said to me, Dan, changed my entire life. He said, I'm a chartered accountant. I had 70 staff working for me. I sold my business recently to do this full time. It's the best business model I've ever seen. This is an incredible company. And I sat there in awe, because here I was, 25 years old, $70,000 in debt, a high school dropout, who was cocky and thought he knew it all. And the reality was, is I didn't. And I sat there for the next couple hours in this room. There were probably 300 or 400 people in the room. And I sat and I thought, let me listen to what this guy knows that I don't know. Let me listen from what I don't know, not to what I do know. And so over the next few minutes as we're chatting here on the call, I'd encourage all of you to listen from what you don't know, not what you think you know. And in fact, I'm reading a really good book right now. If any of you love reading, and I'm not a big reader, I'm dyslexic and I find it hard to read, but but there's a really great book. It's called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And one of the stories in this book illustrates the same exact thing this guy told me, was this monk, he starts filling up this teacup, and it starts overflowing, and the guy's saying, "What are you doing? What are you doing? It's going everywhere. The tea's going everywhere." He said, "Well, this cup is like you. It's full, and obviously you don't think there's anything else you can learn. And I'd encourage you to empty your cup and think about from a point of view of what you don't know, not your cup is already full. You know everything." And that changed my life, because I was young and I thought I knew everything. And I tell you what, with hindsight, of course, now at the prime age that I am, Dan, there's lots to learn. I'm sure there's lots more to learn in the future. So that's a bit about me. Now, we've gone on to earn millions of dollars at Nu Skin. I'm very lucky. I've got a wife who doesn't like shopping for handbags. In fact, she says we'd like to do workshops. I do the work and she shops, but she doesn't shop for handbags and shoes. She shops for property. So I get a small allowance that I can barely get by on, and she takes all of our cash from this business and she buys property, and she's bought about 40 houses in Auckland here and turned our passive income, our leveraged income, into passive income with millions and millions of dollars, seven figures in property. So that's a bit of us.
What an amazing success story, Jeff. Boy, that 50-year-old certified public accountant certainly turned your life around, as did many other people along the way who pushed and prodded and made sure that your wife and then you would see this for what it truly was, and that's an amazing business opportunity. By the way, the book you mentioned is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma, Sharma. Might want to pick it up. So, Jeff, you've got a perspective that really anyone can learn from, in my view. And as you've discussed, you've built an international business from scratch. The business has created generational wealth for you and your family. What's your perspective on building a large, sustainable, and profitable business using the Nu Skin vehicle today?
Well, back 26 years ago, I was desperate. I had three kids under five. We had to put food on the table. We were literally living on, $100 of groceries a week, mints on toast, and it was tough. And so I was in action. I was in absolute action. I sat down and I said, okay, I want to meet five people. This is back in the old days. I want to meet five people a day. One person at 10 o'clock, one at 12 o'clock, one at 2 o'clock, one at 4 o'clock, one at 7 o'clock, Monday to Friday, and everyone who joins, I'll train them on Saturday, and I'll spend Sunday with the family. And I did that. I would fill my calendar up 2 weeks in advance, Dan. I put a paper little diary with 1 week, and I literally took a little highlighter, and I highlighted all those times, little blank spaces, and I called, 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 and I called. And I said to people, are you open to look at a business that didn't interfere with what you're doing? And this is, there was no internet. This is, on the telephone, a dial phone, where your finger gets sore from, dialing these numbers. And when someone didn't turn up or cancel the appointment, that's when I would do life. That's when I would do the follow-up. That's when I would, do the washing, get the groceries, do the banking, whatever else was on the list. And I found that most people, Dan, they spend most of their time doing activity but not productivity. And so I was very, very, very productive. I didn't waste any time on things that weren't going to put food on the table. And today is exactly the same. So how do I build a business today? Exactly the same. I'm a true believer that I can't ask anyone to do what I'm not willing to do myself. And so I have been in action. I said to myself, gosh, let me get some context. NSE, Nu Skin Enterprises, they have a vision. The first time I ever heard the company had this vision to grow from $3 billion or approaching $3 billion in sales today to reach $30 billion. That's 10x. They call it moonshot thinking. Moonshot thinking isn't 10% growth, it's 1,000% growth. And to do that, the company's going to need, 700,000 brand representatives. Currently, we have about 70,000. That's 10 times more. Whose groups are they going to be in? And so I'm really passionate about helping our team and you know, and all of you listening, you know, how can you join Million Dollar Circle? How can you have a life of your dream? How can you have more freedom, more flexibility, more fulfillment, more fun? How can you design the life that you want instead of going back and forth and back and forth to a job, the journey of the broke? You know, people have to be in action. And so with that context, I went out and made a list myself. I thought, okay, if I want to really, you know, capture growth, you know, capture a percentage of that $27 billion per year we aren't doing currently, then if I want my team to do that, then I've got to be the leader of that team. I've got to be leading from the front, not saying go out and do it. Here's what I did 20 years ago. And so I went and made a list. And I'm literally, you know, my goal is to connect with 1,000 people in the next 12 months and ask the question, are you open? Are you open to looking at something outside what you're doing? It's the same question I asked 20 years ago. Today we have, you know, cool technology. I can send links out on videos and, you know, we don't do lots of physical face-to-face presentations, you know, in big groups like we used to. Today we're virtual, which means I can talk to someone in London. I can talk to someone in Sydney. I can talk to someone in L.A. I can talk to someone in Vancouver, you know, all in the same hour, which is really so cool. But that's what I recommend, you know, is have a, right, you know, write down some clear goals, focus on, in this book, The Monk who Sold His Ferrari, I love this. Your brain cannot think about two things at once. Ladies, I'm sorry, it's not true. You can't do more than one thing at once. You can only think about one thing. Only one thought can occupy your mind at a time. So what are you putting in your thoughts? Are you obsessed with your goal? Are you obsessed with the vision of where you want to see your life? And if you focus on that and be in action, you can't fail. Out of the 1,000 people I hope to connect with, you know, I'm looking to have 100, you know, new people say, listen, let's play. And that is what I want my team to do. I don't need more people myself. But if I do it myself as if I'm new today, then my team can replicate that. Someone brand new today can replicate that. Someone who's never had the success we've had can replicate that. And so that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm excited. I'm excited. And what's going to help NSC grow to $30 billion? Things like GrowViv, things like our own manufacturing, things like the platform economy, gig economy. You know, there's demographics happening. There's things happening in the world, guys, and it's going to blow your mind. Like, the timing is just, like, unbelievable. I mean, damn, and everyone listening, I mean, AI and robotics are going to displace a third of the world population. You know, they're going to be looking for jobs. You've got the millennials and the Gen Z. You know, the under 30-year-olds who are educated, they don't even want a job. They're looking for opportunities. You know, it's over half the world population looking for something, either being displaced by technology or just wanting to work smarter, not harder. And you can see the Ubers and the Airbnbs and the Etsys and the Amazon SMBs exploding into this, you know, what is it, $4.3 trillion opportunity economy, so it's called, that's come from nowhere. Because people are looking for side gigs, they're looking for alternative ways of earning income. They're looking beyond the lie. Yeah, and this is the first chapter of my book, The Lie. The lie, the lie, the lie we've all been taught. Get a good education, get a good job, have a good life. It's a lie. It worked for our parents, maybe our grandparents, you know, but it doesn't work anymore. There's no such thing as a good job. And so the truth is that 95% of people are dead or dead broke at 65. And those people, are looking. You know, the people are looking for opportunity. They don't want to be part of that law. And so I'm in action, and that's the only thing you can do. And I want to. And I know you got lots of questions, but I just want to share one more thought really quickly. This morning, first of September, so it's spring here in New Zealand. We're opposite of you guys. You're moving into fall. We're moving into spring. And on September 1st, I said, you know what? I'm going to focus on shedding about 10 kilos. Okay, and I'm actually not overweight. I'm looking pretty good, but I want to feel like I'm 25 again. Every morning I've got my personal trainer Bentley, our boxer dog, and he looks at me in the morning and he's like, "Let's go." And so I go for a morning run and up the volcano near our home. And this morning it was pissing. Sorry, the word pissing down is probably not translated. It was raining a lot. It was heavy rain. And I thought to myself, how bad do I want that? It's easy to be inspired. Yeah, it's easy to be inspired when it's a sunny day, and it's hard to be inspired when it's raining. It's easy to be inspired in your business when things are going right. It's hard to be inspired when you have an obstacle. Well, winners in life, in everything, are the people who get up and do it when they don't want to do it. Right? And I got up this morning, and I did it. Out in the rain, and it really epitomizes exactly what you have to do in this business. You know, it's not about, oh, I don't feel like doing it. It's like, you know what, you do what you need to do to get the job done. Work for the next 12, 18, 24 months like you've never even, like, focus like a laser beam. And then take the rest of your life off. Create a leveraged income. And then if you're smart, like my wife is, invest that to create a passive income. And that will change your life forever.
It certainly has changed your lives. It's changed your life in a way. Well, it's well worth it, Jeff, no question about it. So I want to pick up on something you mentioned, and that is the fact that there's an enormous slice of the population, whether by design or by necessity, is either looking today or shortly will be looking for opportunity, and we certainly have that with what we offer. But it kind of dovetails into something I wanted to ask you about, and that is something that these people who are looking for opportunity, if they find the right one, may experience something that they'll never experience with a job situation, and that's something we hear about frequently in this business, and it's called mechanics of wealth. What can you tell our listeners about what that is in your view and how to achieve it with this business vehicle?
Okay, so that's an hour-long conversation, probably a couple hours, but let's just shortcut it for you guys. Go and buy the book by Robert Kiyosaki called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and there's a follow-up book called The Cash Flow Quadrant. And in that book, Robert's written and sold more books on how to create wealth than any other author in history. And in this Cash Flow Quadrant book, okay, his second book, he has a very simple formula. It's called E stands for employee. Employees, you know, never become wealthy because they're trading time for money. Small business, self-employed, some people call it stress, strung out, single, solo, and they earn more money per hour. You know, doctors, lawyers, engineers, small business people, but their business is all about them. You know, if they stop, their income stops. So they're still in a called a linear income situation. Leveraged income or passive income or wealth is created in the following two quadrants. B, which stands for big business or business system, and I, which stands for investment. And the reason the rich get richer and the poor are getting poorer is because they understand this simple concept thing. And I didn't make the concept up. I read it. I've learned it. I've become obsessed by it. Is you must have leverage in everything you do. Okay, if it's all about you, then you may make money, but you don't have time, or you sacrifice something. In our business, NSE, we help people create networks, leverage teams of people. So, for example, the idea is if you had, let's talk about traditional business. If you had 100 people working for you and they work 8 hours a day, you earn on a percentage of 800 hours of production. You and I can't work 800 hours a day ourselves. In our business gives you the mechanics to go in and teach five people who teach five people who teach five people who teach five people, each to use the product, each to build some customers, and each to introduce other people. And if you had 1,000 people, or let's just say 100 people, who all worked 1 hour a day, okay, just on the side gig, their own little business, you're earning a percentage of 100 hours per day. And again, you and I can't put 100 hours in a day. If you had 1,000 people working an hour a day on their own business, you earn another 1,000 hours a day. If you eventually have 10,000 people anywhere in the world who all work an hour a day on their own business, linked to you through the velocity compensation structure, then you'd be earning on 10,000 hours a day. And that is the mechanics of wealth. And then the final quadrant is I. This is my wife did. You don't spend that money. The biggest mistake I made, Dan, the first $1 million I made in the first 3-4 years in this business, I blew it. We bought a brand, I went and paid cash for a brand new BMW, and we traveled and did this and did that. I didn't invest any of it. It's one of my biggest regrets. It was a big lesson for me. And when I met my new wife, Donna, as she took the reins on the money and started investing it, it's when you take and use a small portion of that money yourself and then invest as much of it as you can. I like the rule of a third. And this is why I think you can't even survive on less than $30,000 a month. A third of it, you're going to pay tax on. A third of it, you're going to live on. And a third of it, you're going to invest. And that's a great strategy. Now, some of you may be able to invest more than that and as it grows, but, you know, 30 grand a month is minimum wage. When you get yourself into the $100,000 club, which we entered into, five or so years ago, it gets more exciting. You don't need to increase what you live on. You increase what you invest. And that's how you really create generational wealth. To simplify all that, go and buy the book or go to the library or get the audiobook or whatever you want to do, Robert Kiyosaki, okay, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That becomes your Bible to understand leverage. And once you understand leverage, you can't do anything that doesn't have leverage. And if you're not sure listening if you have leverage or not, ask yourself a simple question. If you stop what you're doing right now for the next 12 months, does your income keep coming in at the same level or greater? And if the answer is yes, you're somewhere in B or I. If the answer is no, then you're somewhere in E or F. And you want to get out of E and S and get into B and I. That is the formula.
It's a great explanation, Jeff, and it's one that we offer to those who are really, really willing to work as hard as you've explained it so far. And there's so much more to talk about. I really want to spend some more time on another call. I hope you'll come back early and often. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about what you see in the future. There's a lot to be excited about. You know, the business is growing quickly, as I mentioned at the beginning. And there are a lot of good reasons for that, not the least of which is the explosion of social media, the technology and tools that we have available to us, but also some real big excitement in other respects, and that is by virtue of the company's self-pronounced plan to grow to $30 billion, as you've mentioned. And they're going to do that in several ways, and one of which is by opening new markets. What should we be excited about with respect to the company's plan opening of India and Brazil? We don't know when, but we know it's going to happen. Why should we be excited about that, and how is this going to impact maybe your business and business as a whole in the next 6 to 12 months or beyond?
Yeah, well, Dan, listen, new markets represent a great window of opportunity. It is only part of the 30, in my view, and I'm not the company. I'm just like you guys are, listening on the call. One opportunity the company puts in front of us, all of our new markets opening. And, you know, I can talk about a friend of mine who I sat with here in my living room, and they were from Indonesia, two young accountants. And they heard about the business. They saw an exciting opportunity. They bought a business package, 1,000-point package. They started to share about the vision of Indonesia opening up, which is a couple years in the future. They started to build a small team of people in the Indonesian community here in Auckland. They went back to Indonesia, and they worked. And it took off. It grew, it solidified. But today, 10 years later, from the day that they joined, sitting in my living room, and I coached them, they have approaching 3,000 brand reps in Indonesia, okay? And to put that in perspective, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in income. And so the strategy is to build teams locally, outside of, you know, Brazil, outside of India, outside of, you know, a new market opening, build hundreds, if not thousands of people who become enthusiastic, maybe even dozens, if not hundreds of brand representatives who are expatriates of those countries, and then let those people take this back into their region, okay? So that is one massive opportunity. It absolutely is. The other thing that I think that we all need to be really aware of is Richwood, our CEO's vision for GrowViv and the reason they bought manufacturing. And I'm just going to use the example of Uber really quickly. I think it's so important people understand this concept. Uber, essentially, you have a person who wants to get to the airport, and you have a car and a driver who takes them there. That's whether it be a taxi or whether it be an Uber. It's exactly the same. There's nothing to distinguish the two services. So how did Uber come from nowhere and dominate the entire transportation industry on Earth and other services similar to it? They simply made it convenient with technology. You could use your phone to hail it. You could watch the car coming on your little Google map, okay? It was a fixed charge. You didn't have to pull your credit card out and pay extra fees every time they came. Have cash on you. You could just automatically debit into your card. So it made it convenient for the consumer. It also was half the price of a taxi. And you'd say that the taxi drivers, they lost out, but they didn't lose out because the taxi drivers got more jobs because they went from job to job to job to job to job instead of sitting and waiting for 10 minutes here, 20 minutes here, waiting for someone to want a taxi in their area, which was a clumsy system. So they created efficiencies that were helping the drivers do twice as many rides per day. So the drivers made the same, if not more. The consumer paid less, and they dominated the entire industry. So how does that apply to NFC? Well, with GrowViv technology, what if the company can monetize GrowViv to make ingredients for our products that are 10 times greater nutrient value than today, and make the cost of ingredients free because we've monetized the technology outside of our business model. So what if they can lower the cost of ingredients, increase the quality, and lower the cost? What would that do? What if using technology that the two guys you brought from Amazon, Steve Perfetti and Mark Lawrence, both top minds from Amazon, to help build a new platform for us, can help create technologies to help us make it more efficient and for us, and more productive for us, and a much greater experience for the consumer. Our manufacturing. Currently, we're manufacturing as a profitable business. What if we can have our manufacturing come down to nil and our cost of ingredients come down to nil? What this would do, potentially, this is the vision of Rich, was what if we can bring the price of the product down slightly but increase the quality of it by 10x? Who wouldn't want that product? Could that help NSE grow, whether it be India or Brazil, whether it be U.S., I think there's a massive opportunity in North America. There's massive opportunity in Southeast Asia, in existing country, in New Zealand, Australia, where I live. There's incredible opportunity right at our doorstep. So whilst it's important to say, gosh, okay, the new country opening, there's opportunity right on your doorstep. So if you combine those two together, oh my God, Dan, this is a perfect storm. There's only been 20 companies ever, 20, 20 companies ever in the industry of direct marketing that have reached $1 billion. There's less than 10 of them that have gone past $2 billion, okay, ever. Well, we're entering a space where we're focused on reaching $30 billion. Oh, my gosh, it happens. Dan, this happens in all. Apple, in the first 30 years, grew to $3 billion in sales. And then Steve Jobs came back with an idea. He didn't even create anything new. He brought MP3 technology and created an interface with the iPod, which then morphed into the iPhone, and took Apple from $3 billion to $30 billion within 7 years. And today at over $180 billion. Technology and aggregating these things together is incredible. We're over time, but it's the window in front of us is so big. People tell me, a new skin's an older company. It's not new. It's not ground floor. I laugh at them and say, would you rather be in a company that probably will never even get to $1 billion? Because statistically, out of the 100,000 companies in our industry, in person-to-person marketing, only 20 have ever gotten to $1 billion. Or would you rather be with a company that's got an infrastructure that's going from 3 to 30? Is there more opportunity in 0 to $1 billion, right, which they may never get to? Or is there more opportunity in 3 to 30, $27 billion a year of more revenue? It's mind-blowing. It's just mind-blowing. I'm a little bit excited, as you can tell. We're in for the ride of our lives for the people who are willing to go out and build teams and educate them about the company, the product, and really understanding how they can have leverage. It's the only question. I don't sell products, Dan. I sell leverage. I sell people a business that gives them leverage. And another way of thinking about that, if you're new to the business, is you can sell 1 million cheeseburgers to make $1 million, or you can sell 6 franchises, okay? McDonald's sells business systems. The McDonald's franchisors sell cheeseburgers. Do you want to sell 1 million cheeseburgers? You want to sell 1 million toothpaste or Power Lips, or do you want to sell and find and identify 6 people who want to have freedom? Sift through 1,000 people to find 100 who go, well, let's do it, to find 6 who actually take action, like massive action, and then work with those people to develop large teams of people. And it might take less than that. I'm sure it will. But if you have that in your mind, you can't fail. It's a perfect recipe. Dan, is there any other questions I can answer? Because I know you're sensitive for time. I can definitely talk forever.
The main question is, Jeff, will you come back and spend some more time with us on a very nearby Axel Me Training podcast?
I'm happy to anytime come back and chat. Absolutely. For you listening today, guys, the number one thing to go listen to the audiobook, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. It's awesome. I'm loving it. Go get that book, Robert Kiyosaki. Listen to this podcast again. Share it with your team. Let 10 of the people hear this information so they catch the vision, right? And remember that knowledge, right, creates leverage. Dan, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate you guys, and obviously Giselle and all the team at Axel Me and all our co-partners out there. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We know it takes time. Takes time out of the schedule to do this, though.
Well, you know what? It's well worth it. We want to thank you very, very much, Jeff, for spending time with us. Jeff Camagamy, Presidential Director, Team Lead Executive from Auckland, New Zealand. You know, your enthusiasm has been infectious, but the information has been so, so invaluable, Jeff. And I hope that you'll make good on that offer to come back and spend some more time with us, because we'll certainly enjoy it. And I want to make sure that everyone understands that this podcast is going to be available at axelme.com and also the Axel Me Facebook page in a matter of moments. And as Jeff said, his advice is very well taken. Share this with your teams. They need to hear Jeff's enthusiasm, but more importantly, they need to hear and understand why he's so enthusiastic about the opportunity today. So do share it with everyone on your teams that are really going to enjoy it. And next week, that's Thursday, September 12th, come back again and join us with Dr. Mark Bartlett. Dr. Bartlett's the Vice President of Global Research and Development for Pharmanex, and you just might hear a little bit from Dr. Bartlett about GrowVive, among other many great things going on the Pharmanex side of the business. Next Thursday, September 12th, 8 p.m. New York time on the Zach Slimy Training Podcast Series. So, Jeff, thanks again. Thanks to all of our listeners. We'll be back in a week's time. Good night, everyone.